Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. And ooh-wee, do we have a show for you today. I'm excited. I'm fired up. This is a gentleman that I just met maybe 6 months ago, maybe less, actually, between 4 to 6 months ago. And a guy that I've been following, I've been watching his training. So many people have suggested it to me, and just a powerful individual. Now, just hold on to your hat here. Now, this gentleman has made over $15 million in our beautiful industry of network marketing. He's had organizations of over 400,000 people. He has actually trained over 250,000 people through his powerful events. Now, that's face-to-face. I'm not talking about, you know, just someone saw his blog or something like that. I'm talking about 250,000 people face-to-face in events all over the world, and he has coached over 100 people to make over $1 million in network marketing. It is my new and good friend, Eric Worre. Eric, are you there?
I'm here, Ray. How are you?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Man, I'm excited taking some time out of your busy schedule, traveling the world and cruising the beaches and hitting every country that I see on Facebook. I'm excited that you took time out to chat with us here for a few minutes.
I'm happy to do it.
Awesome, man. So let's dive in. I mean, I want to, you know, hit you with some questions that I think people would love to hear your answers to. And let's see, where do we start? Well, first of all, how did you get into network marketing? How did you get into this crazy business that we're in? How did that go down?
Well, I'm 48 years old. I was introduced to network marketing when I was 23. So at that time, I had 18 jobs before I was 23 years old. I had no real experience, no credibility, no anything. And I looked at this as a way to break out of the pattern. Some people say you can look at somebody's past and you can tell what their future is going to be. Well, that was a scary thought to me. If that was true, then my future wasn't going to look so bright. So this helped me change my future. It helped me rewrite my life story, really. And a person that I respected came and said, hey, I think I got a way for us to make some extra money. That sounded good to me. And off we went. I started in January 1988.
Wow, that's awesome. And what I hope people hear from that is, yes, the obvious of, okay, this guy wasn't some amazing billionaire philanthropist and he just came into this industry and waltzed into the top earner spot. I want him to get that, but I also want him to get that how many people do you know that have been through a lot of, jobs that weren't that great, that don't have a lot of success or social connections, that could end up being an Eric Worre. So I hope people get that out of your story there. Just powerful. And so let me ask you this. What would the current you say to the you that joined network marketing back those few years ago? Well, what's the number one tip, the number one piece of advice that current $15 million earner Eric Worre would say to that kid back then?
Well, the biggest thing by far is most people come into network marketing, they're focused on timing, positioning, they're hoping to get lucky, they're hoping to get something for nothing, or at least put in a little bit of effort, get a lot of return. What I would say to a younger version of myself is forget about timing and positioning and forget about even how much money you're making at the very beginning, and just focus on developing skills. If you develop skills, there's only 7 skills you need to develop inside of network marketing to make big money. If you'll focus on developing those skills and treat your early days as a university, you'll be able to make as much money as you can imagine for the rest of your life. But it's all about the skills. The 7 skills are, 1, how to find people to talk to, finding prospects, 2, how to invite those prospects to take a look at your product or opportunity. 3, how to present your product or opportunity effectively. 4, how to follow up effectively so people can really see the picture. 5, how to help people become a customer or a distributor. 6, how to get that person started effectively as a distributor, and number seven, how to build for big events. Those are the skills, the fundamental skills that can make you as much money as you want. But what I would say to a younger version of myself is just focus on that. Forget about everything else. Get world class, dive deep, and focus on becoming good instead of being lucky.
That, man, that's powerful. You know, there's a phrase that I started saying a couple years ago, and that is, I see a lot of people going broke trying to get rich quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, looking exactly for what you're saying, looking for that positioning. Well, is it ground floor? Is it, you know, what's the timing of the market or whatever? And yet you see all these success stories built from people in non-advantageous positions, non-advantageous momentum or anything like that. So I love what you said there.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Timing and positioning is always a factor, of course. It's just like real estate location is always a factor. But it's not the thing that's going to make the difference for you. If you're in the right place at the right time and you have no skills, you might make a little bit of money very short term, but when that timing and positioning goes away, it's the skills that's going to keep you making money. So the focus here is, and this took me 4 or 5 years involved in network marketing before I finally just accepted the fact that I needed to focus on skills. So that's what I'm saying. You know, if you go back to day one and just focus there, you'll be fine. You'll be able to write your own ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. So powerful. And I think, you know, when, you know, the stock market or you know, at least more applicable in my scenario, when the real estate market crashed, a lot of us realized that we had a business that worked in a good economy.
Right.
But hadn't really developed all the skills that perhaps we needed to survive any economy. So
that's,
I mean,
you saw there and in a lot of places in this economy, only the highly skilled have survived. In
that's right.
Market. And the ones that were focusing on timing and positioning, they're the first ones to go. And the same thing's true in our business. I mean, people will spend $500,000 for education to be a doctor, but they won't spend $1,000. To develop their skills in network marketing. It just boggles my mind constantly. But, you know, our job as network marketing professionals is to change that.
Amen. And, you know, I think I've heard you say, you know, variations of this, but, you know, it's absolutely true. You don't know how long timing or even how long a company is around. And, I mean, you can, you know, attest to that, as can I. And but you're the constant. Wherever you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so absolutely have developed those skills. So let me ask you this, and you're somebody that, you know, I think like me has, you know, embraced online, you know, I personally, and I think you do as well. I mean, tonight I'm having a home party at my house. So I still do both online. I still do offline. But I just want to, just curious to your opinion, how has online changed the game, or has it changed the game, or what's your thoughts about what's going on the internet in regards to our industry right now?
I think it's still evolving, but none of us knows where technology is really going, but other than getting faster and advancing, I think it's helped all of us. I don't think anybody would argue that we can get in touch with people easier today than ever before. You go back 10 years, finding somebody was challenging. Today, it's no problem. It's a couple keystrokes, and you can find somebody. So one is our ability to connect with people is enhanced dramatically, and that helps in the network marketing business because we can find more people to talk to. Two is it's helped with training. It's helped with communication. It's helped with sometimes some presentation things, but it's a big mistake for people to try and make technology replace the human element, because if that were possible, we wouldn't. No distributors would be necessary. The companies would just create a website, and they'd make all the sales in the world because they wouldn't need people. People are still necessary. Relationships are still important. So technology is a tool. It's a resource, but it's not a business.
You know, I've never heard it put that way, but that is so true. You know, if you had a click button funnel that didn't involve ever communicating to another human being, then why would they pay the reps? I mean, that's very, very true. I've never heard it put that way. That's awesome. Great way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they never figure that out.
Right. We'll be out of business, right?
That's going to be a problem. But I really don't. I mean, the world's still run on relationships. It's not run on technology. People do business with people they know and trust and believe and like. They don't do business with machines as readily, you know. And what network marketing does more than anything is it educates people on things that they're uneducated about, products and services and opportunities that they're uneducated about. There's an education component, and that's what network marketing professionals do, is they help blind people see. That's what we do every day.
Right. Yeah, that's powerful. So let me ask you this. So let's say someone's listening to this and, they're maybe they have a burnout war market. They're you know, looking at all the scenarios of the different online and everything. What would you suggest? I mean, you got a new rep starting out in your business, and they're telling you, Eric, my warm market's burnt out. They won't even talk to me or return my calls. I send them apple pies. They don't even thank me. What are you going to suggest to them on finding leads or who to talk to or what, you know, how do you determine what's going to help them in that scenario of finding live bodies to talk to?
Well, let me give you some hard – can I give you some hard truth?
Please do.
If people are avoiding you, you are a taker and you're not a giver. If people are not returning your calls and not saying thank you, they're not doing what, you are viewed by your community as a taker. You're viewed as a hunter, and they're the hunted. You're viewed as a shark, and they're the minnow. You have to change that. You've got to stop being a taker, and you've got to start being a giver to your world. So step number one is go out there and rebuild relationships with your friends and family by being a giver, by giving without asking, without taking, without hunting. So that's the first thing. And that's going to help you live a better life regardless of what it does for your business. Because friends and family, they're going to know what you're doing anyway. You don't need to go assault them. So that's number one. Start being a giver and stop being a taker. Number two, develop new relationships. And in those new relationships, be a giver. And those new relationships can happen by connecting with people online and then getting on the phone with them, or a million different ways of how you live your life. But on a fundamental level, it's about being a giver. Just be a giver in the world, and everything good will happen for you. You'll have all the prospects you can think of, and more than you'll have time to even talk to. Stop being a taker, and the world will stand up and notice.
Man, what? I mean, that is just beautiful advice. I mean, you know, it brings to mind maybe going and rereading How to Win Friends and Influence People and things like that. I mean, just so powerful. Well, Eric, we are we're coming up to the end of the show here, and I really, really appreciate, you know, time flew. So I know we're going to do a longer interview here in a little bit. We'll post it up on the blog, and I just want to say thank you, my man, and I look forward to seeing you at the next event. And for those of you on here, make sure you check out Eric's website. It is what's the URL?
NetworkMarketingPro.com.
NetworkMarketingPro.com. Check out his awesome videos. They're absolutely killer. Eric, thanks so much, man. We'll see you around.
It's my pleasure. Take care, Ray.
You got it. All right. This has been Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network, Positive Powered Radio. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.